The Bluebird and the Cat. July 16th to July 21st, 2006. I once knew a bluebird. Her voice was very shrill. She sang from the rooftops. She warbled to the land. Once a day at noontime, and always from the hill, she made us stop our course and listen ear to hand. At night-time, as we slept, she played the nightingale, the rural troubadour, the chronicler of earth. There was never a fox who would visit our vale without being announced to every rabbit's mirth. Thus it is in this wood, I, Nutkin, do declare. Life is very mundane, but this is nothing wrong. The bluebird's voice is shrill, but regular and fair. What can we do but cease and listen to her song? In time I left the vale, my fortune for to seek. Being squirrel famous, I went to far Cathay. They said that over there you didn't have to peek into every knothole for acorns every day. The acorns lay in heaps beneath leafy branches. I ate my fill by noon, storing half by dinner. Yet, fearing loss of hoard, here you take such chances, suspicious turned I soon, keeping place of winner. Only every midnight, upon a passing breeze, commerce being silent, and strife transformed to rest, I heard the bluebird's voice. Each time it made me freeze, soft and melodious, fresh news straight from the west. Searching golden acorns, I wandered through the land. Rivers and bare plateaus, high mountains I traversed. Squirrels saw I rarely. I slept on silk and sand. Aloof on camel's back, with too few I conversed. Dark evening came once more, the stars they whirled on high, telling not one story. The wind grew soft then still. Out of milky darkness, over hills with soft sigh, came "Fox chases rabbit," or "Weasel left the hill." Sitting still and calmly, the whole world at my feet, I dwelt upon the vale, the place I'd left behind, but realized I was there, my friends in mind to meet, brought there by the bluebird, who showed me who to find. Meanwhile, in the valley, which no one thought would change, the farmer bought a cat, far bigger than its peers. Fierce and angry spitting, it through the fields would range, eating entire families, and filling all with fears. I heard this from a goose, who passed my way each spring, and that night, as I lay, looking up at a star, methinks I heard her voice, as through voids she did sing. Something was different, as she sang from afar, something melancholic, she sang to me alone, earth becoming silent, and then completely still. A few days more she sang, while chilling every bone. Then she ceased all singing, all crying from her hill. "Well, it happened like this," said the goose one morning, as we sat on a rock, surveying a vast sweep of Cathay's fabled hills, my saddlebags forming ottoman-like cushions, bagged acorns in a heap. The cat was so hungry, craving his nightly feast, that he killed everything, all he could find or reach. A weasel helped him too, betraying every beast, ripping rabbits from holes and mice from roofer's thatch. Of course, the bluebird knew, and sang of what she saw, mournful dirge in daytime, distressing sobs at night. In time, it was her turn. The weasel knew no lull. He led the cat to her. She was eaten on sight. The valley is now still, as far as I am concerned, for Bluebird's voice is gone, once heard in far Cathay. The cat lives on his life. Most beasts have not returned. Many birds now sing there, but all they do is play. They sing all kinds of songs, but no one understands. No one except the cat, and folk from other vales. I returned for 1 week, bright acorns in my hands, saw desolate the vale, then quit my acorn sails. I wander all alone through Cathay's plateau high, sleep under whirling stars, drink water from far founts. Yet, under heaven's noon, in twilight's fading sky, in my mind, bluebird sings, her shrill voice high, it mounts.